You can hear me or talk about Muwadawa Chakwa. Hello? Okay, you hear me and you see my hand. I have a new look, that's why I'm... That's why I have my hand over the camera. I want to make sure everybody can see me before I do my reveal. Hello, Muwadawa Chakwa? Shh, shh. Want to hear about anal lips.
Release your toe and sit in the comfortable position. Close your eyes and rest.
And stick foot up anus.
Turn your palms up, resting the backs of your hands on the thighs. Feel how these key chakras have been stimulated and awakened.
Hold on,
you now
have to
become
adjust
more
audio.
Aware of the subtle energy radiating from these energy centers. Your whole spine feels warm and soothing.
Okay, bye Muwadawa Chakwa waiting. How do I work? Don't I work pretty today? I think I may have used a little too much peroxide on my hair. What? You don't like my hair? I think it looks pretty. Anyway, thank you, Pantone. I think I look a little bit more lesbian. Don't worry, it's not a permanent look. I just couldn't finish drying my hair one time, so I put the peroxide on, and then it just sort of turned orange, and then I realized I had to do the pogrom. And so don't worry about it, it'll be fine. I am a dyke on a bike. Hello? Am I recording? I mean, recording?
Increase the hamstring stretch.
Oh,
breathe slowly and deeply, but then focus on the base of the spine. Lift and feel your throat chakra. Gaze between your eyebrows. Again, repeat. Muladhara, Vishuddhi between the anus and genitals. It will be beneficial.
Sorry, I'll be right
Let's
there.
Let's get started. Sit on your right heel so it's pressing against your anus.
Sorry, I can't help wiping this.
Keep your left leg extended.
And
contract your anal muscles slightly. Lean forward enough so you can wrap your index and middle fingers around your big toe.
And your lay up.
Inhale
your wide
and hold
whip.
Your breath. Focus on Muladhara Chakra 1 or 2 seconds.
The moment of my marriage must be declared.
Then Vishuddhi Chakra and
the duty chakra is much next to Pawaps Chakra. It's very, very good for Pawaps.
Come forward and focus on the base of the spine. Lift and feel your throat chakra.
Wow. Each
Gaze
chakra.
Between your eyebrows.
I have something I'm trying
Again,
to find you to play.
Repeat.
Over.
Muladhara, Vishuddhi, Ajna. Now exhale and relax.
Exhale.
This is one round. Inhale fully and hold your breath. Rotate your awareness from the base of the spine to the back of your throat. And then between...
Here we go.
Oh, Madge.
What?
Madge. I don't know, it's funny.
It is funny.
Madge. I like your dimples when you laugh, Madge.
Thank you.
Madge?
Yes?
Your Majesty.
Ooh. Come here.
Yes, Your Majesty. Ah! I didn't know you white lesbians with anal prolapse.
Let me.
Oh, yeah.
Examine your dimples. A little more closely.
Oh, Madge. All right, so that was from the turd whores. There's a Madge in there, and of course they're copying me, saying that my name sounds funny. It's a little bit offensive, but I don't mind. So I believe, can everybody hear me okay? Can everybody hear me on this program? Program? Sadly, yes, says Auntie Vera Chair. Okay, I wonder if perhaps maybe we could have a phone from, after my headlines, I wonder if Ali My Vagina might call sometime because he's has a lot to say about anal yoga and pro-ups. I don't know if that'll happen. Yes, I'm waiting to be entertained too. It's a two-way street. Okay, let's see what Bicycle Mark came up with for the headlines. Okay, Silly Wabbit, prolapse off a kid. Jesus Christ, no, no. Stop with the Mevio. Do not even go there. Please. Yeah, overnight, Pacho changed its name to Mevio. I certainly had no idea about it, so that's hot. I'm glad communication lines are as open as my leops.
Soon, my people. Soon, you and your everything, my people. All will be known. Soon, all will be prolapsed. Prolapsed.
You know, I hate to do this, but I think I should weed something from Ask a Ninja's blog that was interesting. Six Wellabutrin. Auntie Vilwa, will you stop making fun of me and my Wellabutrin? Maybe if you took some Wellabutrin, you wouldn't have to drink 1,200 calories of pop-off vodka every day, every single day. Stupid bitch. Whatever. Auntie Vera is going to teach me how to speak a proper Ching Chong accent since she's the racist. Okay. What was I going to do? Oh, his name is... Oh, goddamn this fuck thing. Kent Nichols. Let's see. Oh, blog. Okay. Blog. Okay, this is titled... I will just play it. I will just play it because I don't want to say it. She who denied it supplied it. Let's see. Oh, that's the wrong article. Never mind. Where did I read this? Hold on. Oh, shit. Hold on. I'm sorry. Gilmore. Mevio. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, here it is. This is public information, so I'm not telling anything that isn't public information. Therefore, I'm perfectly aware to tell it, even though it has nothing to do with me anyway. Let's see. I can't help... No, that's not it. Integrated video comments are a dumb idea. So no shit. Let's see. Pod Show, this is from lastpodcast.net. Pod Show is changing its name. The sign of a company coming to the end of its life cycle? The new name is the totally nonsensical Mevio. Well, I guess it isn't much worse than most of the other Web 2.0 names, but really, who cares? They still have a homepage that makes absolutely no sense for any casual user. All their VC money should have at least bought them a decent designer. Update for a rather scathing summary that pretty much sums up my own thoughts of what's going on at Podshow. See Mark Hopkins' post. Let's see what he said. Let's see. This is just news. I'm just giving the news. Podshow is... No, this is from Mashable.com, 423. There's a nice picture there if you want to go to it. Mashable. I'm sure the fatty on the line will be able to... The fatty will be able to find, give you the exact link, Mashable.com for the 23rd. The podcast world, let's let the computer read this. Fuck that. The podcast world is abuzz. An icon in the podcasting world has passed on as a company. Adam Curry's Pod Show is dead, but before you podcasting naysayers start dancing on its grave, you should know that it's simply a name change and a site redesign. Mevio, which still claims co-founder and former VJ of MTV, Adam Curry, was one of the so-called founding fathers of podcasting, along with perpetually quanky coder and serial entrepreneur Dave Weiner. The company and Adam Curry both, though, have more fame for some less than scrupulous moves in their past than their accomplishments in the podcasting world. Adam Curry initially began his foray into podcasting with an open community, open source approach to things, but later took the hard work of the open source community, including a number of business models developed by that community, and formed his own business out of it, cutting a lot of hard work, early adopters, and groundbreakers completely out of the loop. As Kent Nichols of Ask a Ninja fame notes today in his account of the name change, Podshow has also known for another significant achievement, constructing one of the business's most restrictive contracts for their talent ever put to paper by a lawyer. At some point last year, while renowned indie comedy podcasters Keith and the Girl were shopping around for an ad network, they got their hands on a copy of Podshow talent contract and went it on air. The company, which purports to give their producers the ability to quit their day job, was revealed to be paying their talent only somewhere between $4 to $5 CPM. For the majority of podcasters, this comes out to somewhere around $50 a month, but can be as high as $400. In return for the payout, podcasters were forced to cede all rights and intellectual property in perpetuity, or in certain cases a few years, to the Podshow Network. A sad aspect that gained notoriety recently by Steve Gilmore's ability to just now, and this is dated yesterday, after several years from being on the Podshow Network, to be able to use his own name in the title of his podcast. New TV and their coverage of the name change theorized it has to do with the spurning the curse of the pod. I Share Podcasting News' James Lewin's skepticism that this is the case. Adam Coey has long been a polarizing figure, and within the podcasting community, the name Podshow tends to polarize similarly. You either love it or hate it, but you're wary on the fence. Furthermore, there has been a number of name changes recently as podcasting companies remove the pod from their names, i.e. Podzinger equals Every Zing, Podbridge equals Volo Media. A number of companies in the very same business as Podshow have done notably more successful work in making a real business of managing podcasts and other downloadable material. Meanwhile, Mevio, according to CEO Juan Bloom, projects possible profitability by the end of the year. Okay. Hello. It's hard to weed like that. Hello, is anybody listening to me? Where's Madge? Hello? Oh. Did I just talk? Nobody cares, as usual. The accent needs work. Oh, fuck you. It's not an accent. It's the way we talk. What is yoga? All right. All right. Everybody's a critic. All right. Hey. So now let's look at the headlines. I'm going to put in my video cassette. You know what? I have to rewind. Oh, no. You know what? Oh, who cares? Fuck the yoga from yesterday. I can waste that. Like, I'll ever fucking use it. See, I'm recording. Hello? Testing. Well, I guess I'll be able to tell where I am when I see this big wet hair. I'm sorry. I'm not going to talk like this anymore. More Andy Melton. Who's saying, where's Madge? I'm right here. What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? Excuse me. Hello? What? Do you not see me? Hello? Do you not see me? Hello? Who is 71323? We want to see Andy Melton. Well, you know what? Shut up. All right, I'm going to start kicking people off because you're pissing me off. All of you. Less Adam Curry, more Andy Melton. I'm not Adam Curry, I'm Madge Weinstein, and I'm about to read the fucking headline, so fuck off, you fucking douchebags. Okay, I will take Skype calls. Let me just weed the headlines. I'm only taking Skype calls from Ali, my vagina, if he happens to call. So don't anyone else call except for him, please, unless it's an emergency, because I can't really deal with it. But he can weed the news with me if he needs to. These are the yeast headline. These are the Yeast Radio headlines. Headlines. You know what? Let me just do it the right way, like I said before. Let's see. I know this is terrible. Starbucks has warned Now, you know what? I want to do it the right way because these headlines look like Mark spent a lot of time on them. They look quite good. If vagina wants to call, vagina can call. Meanwhile, you can all go fuck yourselves. Most we. Let me turn on my headphones. And this is not going to be a long show. I'm sorry. It's just not. Wes Madgemore, Andy Melton. Fuck you. People don't get anything. Some people have no sense for innuendos. You know what I mean? Some people are just so thick-skulled. And then in the next sentence, they'll say, why can't you tell us what's going on? Fucking morons. I can't get over how dumb people are. Seriously. Some people just have no ability to sort of extrapolate thus into so and so into thus. God, I hate people. Hello, where's this thing? Are you calling me vagina or am I calling you? I'll call vagina. Okay. Okay, let's see. It's a VP video queue. We're using that, the teleprompter.
What is up?
Oh, hello, Owie, my vagina. How are you? Do you like my woo speech impediments?
No, I don't like that too much. Last time you had the K at the end of everything. Now you got this bullshit. What is
with
the
K? What's with you? You have an echo. I don't like that much.
You hear that one too?
It's you. You always have an echo when I call.
Why do you keep repeating? Who is repeating? I hear you say call. Why do you keep just say it one time?
Why don't you go kiss a cow, asshole, and shut off your goddamn echo?
What? Your hair looks kind of good today.
Thank you, honey.
Hold on, let me turn the goddamn echo. Hold that was funny for like 1 minute, but not anymore.
White, I would have to agree with you.
I wonder if I can talk in that accent, too. I turned it up.
No. I have to read the news, and you're going to help me.
Okay.
Maybe.
What?
I can't talk.
I don't know how to weed. I can do it.
Hold on. I'm going to... Would you like to weed the news for me?
Jesus Christ
on a stick with a whore.
What?
That's what I say sometimes. Jesus Christ on a stick with a whore. Do you mind that?
Not too much. That is good.
My computer just gave me some error about Bluetooth.
I can say one thing. That is real good.
Excellent.
Okay. I can do this one real good.
Okay, I just pasted the news. So do you see the news that I just pasted?
Oh, my God.
You see that?
That is in all caps.
Right, that's because it's for professionals. Do you
understand? I would like to be professional.
Okay, I'll start and then you can continue. Okay, you will take turns with stories. Hello?
I'm trying to find out what to do.
What's with this thing here? I mean, this. So I'm going to read the first paragraph, then you'll read the next paragraph. You'll start where it says according to.
Okay, do you want me to do the funny accent or no?
Hello, like I can tell the difference?
Oh, that I know I was walking into that one.
I am not one to impinge on one's creativity, so you do whatever you want, but just weed.
Very good.
Okay, now I'm going to go.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, this is Madge. Cunt on a stick with a whore on it. I'm sorry, Allie. I didn't mean to screw that up.
You did not even say one word of that. And you already stopped. Did you screw up? You did not even talk.
Oh, I think my keyboard went out of juice.
You don't have to type. Just start talking.
Hello. All
right. What?
No, I'm trying to work this thing so I can prolapse.
Do you want me to read the first?
No, shut up. Let me go. Hi, I'm Madge Weinstein, and these are them news items. Starbucks has warned that it is facing the weakest trading environment in its 37-year history. As American consumers cut back on lattes, mochas, and frappuccinos, the company's shares fell by 11% to a four-year low following a gloomy announcement that its profits were set to fall this year. Back to you, Owie.
My name is Owie Mahajoni, and I would like to read the news too. Oh, this is falling out real good.
Go!
According to European Union statistics, or not good Chinese. There are now 250 million internet users in the U.S. Oh, God, now I'm all fucked
EU.
up.
EU.
in the EU. However, right. almost 40% of the Europeans do not use the internets at all. The Interpol reviewed what?
Report.
The 69 of Romanians, 65% of Bulgarians, and 62 Greeks not yet connected.
Not 62 Greeks, 62% of Greeks.
What? Okay. That's what I said.
No, you said 62 Greeks. You didn't say 62% of Greeks. You
said my mistake.
I'm stalling as I get to the white place.
I'm very,
Shut up.
Sorry.
Thank you. Sorry. Hundreds of illegal immigrants in Los Angeles awaiting deportation rioted at a County 1 detention center and had to be subdued with tear gas on Wednesday. Nearby sheriff stations sent additional deputies to separate the detainees. The brawl was diffused within minutes after tear gas was used. The Federal Department of Homeland Security contracts with the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department to staff and manage their Mira Loma Detention Center in Lancaster, which holds about 900 detainees who are in the process of being deported or awaiting resolution of their cases in immigration courts. Are we?
The Bush administration is proposing that Congress authorize it to buy billions of dawa and federal student loans to make sure the nation's credit card crunch does not block borrowing for higher education. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm trying to get... just don't worry so much about the accent. Try to get the news out, too.
What? I lost my place. I got to start again.
Oh, God. Go. We can edit.
Okay. Starbucks has warned that it is
not
facing...
Not the whole thing!
Oh, not my mistake. Where are we? The Bush administration is proposing that Congress authorize it to buy billions of dollars in federal student loans to make sure the national credit union crunch does not block borrowing for their higher educations. The proposal endorses a provision in the bill passed by the House this month. It is the latest sign of deepening concern that the combination of tougher standards for borrowers, lender withdrawals from federal student loan programs and failing houses prices poses a threat to families struggling to cope with the rising tuition. By buying loans, the government would provide capital to lenders to make new loans.
Thank you, Aoi. A Singapore television station has been fined for airing a show that depicted a gay couple and their baby in a way that promotes a gay lifestyle, according to the city-state's media regulator. The Media Development Authority fined MediaCorp TV channel $11,000. It said in a statement on its website, the station aired an episode of a home and decor series called Find and Design, which featured a gay couple wanting to transform their game room into a new nursery for their adopted baby. Their authority said that the episode contained scenes of the gay couple with their baby and the presenter's congratulations and acknowledgement of them as a family unit in a way which normalizes their gay lifestyle and unconventional family setup. Well, that's all for the news. I'm Madge Weinstein.
And I'm the Ali Mahajani.
And these are the news items and possibly eclectic news brief should I decide to edit it.
What?
Now you have to say get fucked with me.
Okay.
Get fucked. No,
get
come on.
Fucked.
One, no wait. One, two, three. Get fucked. You Skyped out, fucker. Hello?
What? Hey, one more time.
One, two, three.
Get fucked. Bitch.
Yeah, that kind of was good. Not really. Okay, now we're done with the news, so we can just talk again. How were those news people? Was that good? You like that? Get a rice cooker.
Stop.
Sucked eggs. Okay. Well, that comes from somebody whose rectum smells like one.
That is not too good.
So, Aoi, what have you been up to today?
Oh, hey. Not too much today. I did not do too much.
Why not?
I don't know. I just kind of sit around, you know.
Have you been playing with yourself much?
No, not too much today. I got it kind of stretched out too bad yesterday.
You stretched out your what? Your urethras?
Yes, I got double-fisted.
By whom?
I can really reveal that.
I hear there's people in New York that like that sort of thing.
Oh, they got a lot of them like that. I went through the whole vat of Crisco yesterday.
How did you find your partner for this widow excursion into fisting.
What? I went to the Indian, what do you call it? Bathhouse.
There was an Indian bathhouse. You didn't do it on a website? You didn't have to go to a website to find your fisting partner? You just bathhouse?
What? I tried that one time and it's not too good. You meet too many people, that is not what they say they are.
Were so we?
What?
You mean if somebody claims to be into fisting, though, were we not?
Well, sometimes they say fisting, but they don't mean in the penis. They want to put it in my butt, or that is fucked up.
Oh, I thought that's what you meant. You meant you like to be fisted in the wankles.
Yes, in the urethra. You know that one.
No, I didn't know you like fisting there. I thought you just like the other thing. You know, I didn't know you could get a fist in a penis, really.
Yeah, like a double fist. I got to clarify, though, it's not fisted. It was, you know, when they make the hand kind of flat.
Oh, when you go talk to the hand like this, talk to the black girl because the white girl ain't listening?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
But no, talk to the white girl because the black girl ain't listening.
Wait, talk to the white girl because the black girl ain't having it. Like that.
Well, you got
to
say the white girl because that's
This is the white girl.
No, you know the palm of the Negro got the white palm.
No. This is the white. This is the black. That's what I said.
What?
This is what I said. Black, white. Talk to the black girl because the white... No, talk to the white girl because the black girl ain't having it. Is that white?
No, because the black girl would be you. You are a black girl. The white girl is your palm.
Wait.
You should change to this. Talk to the rest because the face is pissed. Hello?
That's okay. I don't mind that. Talk to the waist because the face is pissed.
Talk to the waist because the face is pissed.
Talk to the waist because the face is pissed.
There you go. There you got, girl. Wait, I want to know, do you know about all the rice and all that stuff?
No, I don't. What's going
on? They're talking about that in the room, and I really wondered, is this real for true or not?
I didn't see what they were talking about. We just had what were they saying in the room? I have a story from Max that I need to read, which I'm glad you mentioned.
Let's see. What did they do?
What did they say in the womb?
They're talking about the hoarding or whatever, the store not want to sell the rice or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I talked about that like 2 days ago on the pogrom, so... I think my audience is deaf. Yeah. Yeah. What, did you not believe me when I told you about it, audience? Did you think I was lying? I know Ron Ponch thought I was lying.
Oh?
Okay, let's see.
I heard my voice one time. Excuse me? Take off the headphone?
Excuse me?
What? Dad, one more time. When I say what, it come back to me.
Okay, this is from Breitbart.com. Top retailer Walmart, Sam's... Hold on. Let me move this over to the other screen so you can see this. Top retailer Walmart's Sam's Club unit said Wednesday it is limiting the amount of rice individual shoppers could buy at one time as prices hit new records around the world. Sam's Club has said it had a temporarily placed limits of 4 20-pound bags a person for jasmine, basmati, and other long grain rice types. We currently have plenty of rice for Sam's Club members, the company said in a statement. However, like our competitors, we're just taking the precautionary step of limiting sales of the very large 20-pound bags of imported white rice, it said. Sam's Club, a members-only bulk retailer chain owned by Walmart, the world's largest retailer, said smaller-sized bags of rice were not affected by the restrictions, nor did they extend to Walmart stores. This temporary cap is intended to ensure there was plenty of rice for all of our members. No other items are affected except for rice queens at gay bars.
What, they did not say no rice queen?
Yeah, they did, actually. This is Breitbart.com. It's not always the most reliable.
It's what.com?
Breitbart.
Sometimes I get... I go on. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
Sometimes this stuff make me go paranoid. Like, oh, God, maybe the people are all... I don't know. Big depression, all that.
Duh. What do you think I've been saying for the past 17 years?
What?
This is a sign somebody posted from Money Magazine. ABC News. Due to increased demand, we are limiting the wife's purchases based on your purchasing history. Interesting. That's weird. Also, they're looking at your personal data to see how you your purchasing habits, and then they're deciding how you can. Oh, that's really bizarre. This is starting today if you're a member of the Warehouse Sam's Club, blah, 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 blah. But see, I love how, like, nobody gives me credit for talking about things, like, a week before the, you know. And not a week. See, it's all fucked. Well, you don't have to, you're not going to get a fucking argument for me, wasabi chamawas. Human Dog. Also, the tape has 34 different men who think they are women singing Knock Off Andrew. What in the fuck are you talking about? Andrew what? Dice Clay. The Human Dog is going crazy, I think. I don't what? Shop in no Sam's Club.
What? Block that bitch.
Who?
I don't know anybody.
No, I'm not going to block anyone because unless I know that they're not crazy hackers, because then I get attacked. I don't want that. Listen, Quiz, come on the program and tell me about this. And Owie, too. He needs to know about your Yubifa. Right?
Now someone is telling me one other thing. That we have some...
What?
That we have soybean and corn.
What do you mean? So what?
I don't know. I just thought that would apply. Sorry.
What?
Okay, go ahead. Is the Human Dog going to call?
No, he has a job. A jerk.
Oh, I love to confuse. It's so crazy. What?
Actually, I've been on for 31 minutes, and I have a lot to do today. I have an appointment on the telephone with somebody. And then who happens to be present. And also I have to do some business. What about me, Vio? I talked about that already, Quiz. I'm not going to talk about it again. I talked about it for
please read that fascinating article one more time. That was really good.
I talked about it for 10 minutes, and everybody quiet and called me names. They told me they'd rather see Andy Melton eat than listen to this.
Oh, God, I saw that.
Zewafag, you got fucked up the ass today? Zewafag, did you wee wee?
Zewafag.
Zewafag.
What can I do that? What? Where is that? Is that Madge Walters? What made you start with the whoa, whoa, whoa?
Nah, well, we were listening to Waiwana Yoga with Wailana. What is yoga? And she was talking about how to yoga for hemorrhoids. So that's how it started.
Oh, but no, she does not talk like that.
No, gonna get fucked. Well, at least get naked. What the fuck are you talking about, Zillafag? There's a difference between getting fucked and standing around naked thinking about it.
Can I tell you one thing?
What?
Not
what?
Sometimes
I got
people,
a man. I got a man. I got a man.
I think that, you know, the old sage, is that what that is? Old sage, the guy that knows all that stuff?
That's a spite. A Yoda?
No, I'm talking about Zillafag. That guy knows a lot more than we give him credit.
Oh, like what? What does he know?
I don't know. Just listen to his podcast.
I do listen to it. Not every time, but I do listen to it. He sounds kind of retarded half the time.
Yeah, but you got to listen. You know how, like, you watch the South Park TV show?
Yeah.
And they got a message, you don't realize it, but then suddenly you're like, learn something new?
Uh-huh.
That's what the Zillafag is. He's like old gay daddy, but not like the kind you want to fuck.
Are you the one that's fucking him? Sounds like it.
No, I don't think so. He's got the wrong, what you call, hardware for me.
All right. I got another story here from Brian. No more AIDS vaccine. We gave up on it, evidently. Let's see. We're happy that a shocking new survey has uncovered the international community of AIDS scientists are giving up hope of finding a vaccine for the virus. The growing pessimism of scientists comes after the disastrous failure of a trial vaccine. The trial drug by Merck has been found not to work, and in some cases has increased the likelihood of being infected. How do you like them egg rolls, Mr. Goldstone?
Put that on the Goldstone, Mr. Egg Roll. How did that sing that song for me?
No.
Please.
What?
Please.
Pretty please? No.
I knew if I said it like
okay,
that, you would.
Okay, hold on. Hold
go
on.
Ahead. I knew you would do it. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do it, but I might do something similar. Hold on.
Maybe I sing the beginning part. How does that go?
You're tricking me.
No, let's
have,
see.
It starts with have an egg roll.
No, there's more before that. Let me see if I can find that.
All right, I have it. So just listen.
Oh, here we go.
I have it.
Can you hear that?
No, I'm... Let me play it. Let me play it, because I can play it. Shut up. Listen.
That is so awesome.
Let me play it, because I'll play it a better quality, okay?
Have an egg roll, Mr. No, I will sing my what do you call it? Scat.
Okay, but listen. Oh, you're going to scat it up? Okay, but listen. We're going to play this, and then the show's over. So take Yeah, really. So take us out, Mary. Take us out.
What are you talking to me? What do you mean take
listen
us out?
To this. Have an egg roll, listen, it's playing. Mr.
Goldstone. I can't hear that bullshit.
Have a napkin, have a chocolate, turn on your simulcast.
Then I get the echo. Mr. Goldstone. Oh, that beat here too. That beat, that make it sound real good. Do you like the way that one goes?
There are good stones and bad stones and cursed
this
stones
is and black stones.
Okay, I'm black. The show's over, bitch. We're ending now. Say goodbye, bitch.
Oh, I was trying to participate.
Okay, I can play it. That was very nice, but let's have an ending. Do you have a suggestion for a song I can play that's real and that you're not going to accompany me with? Because that sucked.
What are you talking about?
Do you have a song I should play that you recommend for me?
I don't know. I like that one you just played.
I already played it.
You should play my cover of the Got You Under My Skin.
No, that won't happen. Because I don't know where it is. Anyway, I found a song. Goodbye. Thank you for being on the program, Aoi, and please come back very soon. I have other things I have to do. Mainly, I have to take off this wig and finish. I mean, mainly, I have to finish dyeing my hair black again.
What, maybe I should do the follow-up show.
I remember what it's all about now, you fucking...
Oh, fuck to you, then.
Fuck you.
Go fuck to yourself.
Bye, honey.
That's what I'm saying.
You have wonderful day.
You can do the follow-up, the end show, another time when I have time to give you the password and everything.
Oh, fuck you. Go do your goddamn...
Blow up. Up.
Okay. You look like a
bye.
Chicken.
Enjoy your fisting.
...and the distinct honors of presenting to you the President of the United States.
Thank you all very much. Thanks for the warm welcome, man. Let's roll. One, two, three, four. Imagine, there's no heaven. It's easy. If you try, no hell. Below us, bus. And above us, only sky. Imagine all the people, living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It is not hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion, too. It's a good idea. Imagine all the people, living side by side. Peace. You can say, I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. And I hope someday you'll join me, and the world will live as one, two, three, four. Imagine no possessions. I wonder, if you can't. No need for greed or hunger. And brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. Imagine. Thank you very much. Peace. and strive for peace. Let's come together.
One, two, three, four.
Imagine. Saying is give peace a chance. Let's come together. All I'm saying is give peace a chance. We seek peace.
A mass destruction. Mass destruction. Mass destruction. A mass destruction.
Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
They are. All of us want peace.
Piece of duty, baby.